The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. A couple weeks ago, my daughter Meg got a package in the mail. I brought it into her, and she opened it and said, "Oh, goodness, the pants I ordered." I said, "Oh, you ordered some pants. What color?" And she said, "White." I said, "White? You're kidding me. Not white." Because this panic mode went up in my head. And she said, "Yeah, white." And I said, but when I was in fourth grade, I remember getting a pair of white pants. Oh, my mother did not want me to get a pair of white pants. I was a boy. And she said, "You'll get them dirty. You won't be able to keep them clean. It'll be a mess even before one day is over." "No, Mom, no. I promise I'll keep these pants clean. I'll be real good." Well, she was convinced and finally bought the pair of white pants for me. They were the coolest pants. They were awesome. And that was the rage at that time when I was in fourth grade, that to have a pair of white pants. Well, I came home the first day after school wearing them, and she said, "David, your knees." I said, "What about them?" She said, "They're green with grass stains." Oh, she was mad, and I felt so miserable. Oh, being blind especially, I have a hard time keeping clothes clean. Or actually, it's not that I don't keep them clean. It's I don't notice when they get dirty. And that's really more the issue, I guess. Every once in a while, my wife will say, "Dave, that sweatshirt you're wearing?" I said, "Yeah." "How many days have you been wearing it?" "Oh, a day or two." "Throw it down." "Yes, dear." And I work hard at not spilling, and yet I do. By the way, she pointed out to me, "Everybody spills." And I said, "They do?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Okay, for 1 week, will you please tell me every time you're spilling so I know how much a sighted person spills?" And she said, "Okay." And the next meal, "I'm spilling." I said, "What?" And then the next evening, "I'm spilling." I said, "Are you a slob or does everybody spill this much?" She said, "Really? Everybody does." It was a revelation to me. I thought sighted people didn't spill at all. And only it was me. Well, it wasn't. Nope. The key is, though, is to throw them down, wash them, because they do get dirty without even your realizing and with your even trying to keep them clean. Well, now I have the problem going back to Meg's pants, even, not just white pants, but even a good pair of blue jeans. I seem to tear out the right knee every 6 months in a pair of blue jeans. I'm always bending over to pet the dog or feed the dog, and that stretching and bending just wears the knee, and pretty soon, rip, and it's no good pair of pants anymore. Clothes. With that thought in mind, I came across, it came up, and it reminded me, God's working here, that a quote from C.S. Lewis came across my desk. And it's an awesome quote. He's speaking about earthly situations and our future heavenly home of heaven. Oh, it's just a nice quote. Here it goes. "No amount of falls will really undo us if we keep picking ourselves up each time. We shall, of course, be very muddy and tattered children by the time we reach home. But the bathrooms are all ready, the towels are put out, and the clean clothes are in the airing cupboard. The only fatal thing is to lose one's temper and give it up. It is when we notice the dirt that God is most present in us. It is the very sign of his presence." This is from the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2, compiled in Words to Live By, copyright 2004. I just love that picture that, yeah, we're going to be tattered and dirty kids by the time we get home to heaven, but there's something waiting there for us. A bath, a towel, clean clothes. Oh, there's nothing more fun than to be full of mud and then to take a shower and put on clean clothes. Oh, matter of fact, mentioning about tearing out jeans, I literally, today, put on a new pair of blue jeans. And they feel so good, so cozy, so comfortable. These are brand new. Oh, and they just fit like a glove. And that's what C.S. Lewis is trying to allude to for us when we reach heaven. But we shouldn't lose sight of that goal and give up in frustration here because of the muck and the mud we're in. Thinking of that, it reminded me of a verse, a Bible verse, because that's where we get our strength. It's from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ for God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear. I love that last phrase, verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear. And will appear in splendor and glory with those clean clothes and cleaned up, because that's what Jesus has ready for us. The key here is set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Oh, it's so easy to get caught up in the tangles and the webs of this world, of having enough money to put on food on the table, or making rent, or are you going to make that next appointment, or maybe you're looking to improve something in your home, or looking to buy something special to be excited, and then it's on delay, and right now with everything postponed because of all the shipping problems, it'll be longer yet. It's easy to get frustrated with this life. Jesus said, set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated, not on earthly things. What are those things above? Well, Jesus, our Savior, and the promise and the hope that He has for us, and that we will live eternity with Him, where there will be no pain and sorrow or dirtiness to our souls, where He washes us clean. When we think about heaven, and have that always in mind each and every day, and as much as you can during the day, then the problems and the aches and the pains and the worries and the difficulties of this life, no matter what they are, become less. Because we're focused on Jesus, who's with us always. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you give us that promised hope of heaven, where you have set out bath towels and are ready to wash us clean and put on clean clothes. Thank you for putting on the robes of righteousness over us now, so that you and the Father may see us as your children, loved by you. Lord, please, please help us to focus on you and not these earthly things, because they can get us so distracted, especially from the important things. You, loving and forgiving other people. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. You know, it's because of Jesus, as it said in this, because he died on that cross. When we trust in him, that's the reason we have this promise, hope of everlasting life. He rose from the dead, we know we shall too. Not because of us, but because of him and the clothes he puts on us. Love to hear from you about this topic, white pants or dirty clothes, or anything else. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, @not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus @not-alone.net.